Councillor Mark Boychuk of the Town of Peace River. Thank you very much for joining us. What is the latest with the task force here in Peace River regarding homelessness and crime?
Well, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary of being together, and we accomplished off quite a bit last year, and we just sat down and set our top priorities for this upcoming year and what we're going to advocate on. And that is definitely more supports and dealing with the prisoner releases a little bit better, and the security of the downtown core and its residents. So we've been advocating and working very closely with our MLA, and who is also the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, and that's been going really well. So we've got some good programs coming our way. I can't talk too much about them, but they've really stepped up and are bringing supports for our prisoners. So that has definitely been on their radar, and they've been working with us there. And but the latest thing that we've discovered here that's given us a bit of problems is our EMT calls and our ambulances. Our poor staff up there, they're down to two-thirds of maximum staff. Their calls have doubled in the last year. And what we're finding out now is there's a thing called holdbacks. And that's when they're responding to an emergency call, but the dispatch doesn't feel that they're safe or there's a danger present. So they have to wait for the RCMP to show up, or which is the only option, and sometimes that's 45 minutes. So so that is definitely causing a lot of problems, where we're looking at what are RCMP doing? And when they're responding, some weeks to 90% of their calls are not even crime-related. It's the mental health calls and the crises and moving people around that are in distress, sometimes six times a day with one individual. We, you know, when we need these calls and these ambulance responses, what are we doing here, and what are we doing to correct this issue? So that's one thing that's just recently came up at our task force last week. And so we're heavily concerned on that, and we're getting the data, we're getting the information, how much holdbacks our community is experiencing and why, and we're seeing if we can get those supports to our EMS guys, you know, as soon as possible. But we're looking at the community as a whole, and we've got an amazing group of counselors and members on there, and we're just connecting and solving these regions as one, which is just going over phenomenally, because it's not just one community struggling, it's all of us struggling, and so we're all working together, and we're taking this information back to our councils and our teams and our coworkers, and we've come up with ideas that are just out of the world so far, and they're working really well. So we're just so excited for what the future holds, and you know, how we can keep working even as municipal governments with our provincial, and bring the federal involved into this, and get this tri-level government situation working, where we work together and not against each other, and we solve the core issues instead of just reacting at way more expensive, and it's just not working for us. We can see.
How heightened is it going to be, A, heading into the Christmas season and heading into the holiday season, B, heading into 2024, and C, heading into the cold weather that, even though it hasn't hit us yet, it's going to hit us?
Well, and funding is as well. You know, the shelter is in danger of funding, you know, so like if we don't have an emergency shelter where people can stay at, you know, and right now it's open 24/7, 5 days a week. So when the shelter is not open, we're receiving up to four ambulance calls within an hour every day. You know, and so that's up to $6,000 in cost just in ambulance calls, you know, and it's a lot cheaper to staff a place for people to stay during the day. So when we look at the weather getting even worse, this is happening in the summer months right now. When it gets worse, it just exasperates some, and we've seen a massive increase of people hanging out on our streets. So we know that homelessness is on the rise. We don't know to what extent, but, you know, and we don't know what's going on in our prison, you know, with how many remand guys we're going to have versus how many sentenced prisoners. But I do know good supports are coming there, so hopefully we can see that instantly. But you know, we're working at the security of the downtown, and you know, the crimes of survival are going up. Like, we've had 95% increase in break and enters in this last quarter, and it's, you know, and we're releasing people with no supports, no way to get home, you know. So there's so many variables thrown into this, it's impossible to predict what's happening, but we are very much aware, and the agencies involved are aware, and we're taking steps as a region to stop that, right from the RCMP, the mental health, the prison, and the government. So, you know, hopefully we eliminate it here within the next 6 months. We don't even see it as being an issue, so...
Fingers crossed, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And you know, we've got housing agencies looking at projects here, and we've got recovery programs running, and we've been meeting with, just recently met with the Canadian Mental Health Association, and they want to start running programs here. So it's because we're reacting as a region, we're starting to draw a lot of new supports because they see the sustainability of stuff happening here instead of just putting a program up with an agency that is running it by itself. It's so difficult these days.
Councillor Mark Boychuk, I appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.